It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm sure this has happened to almost every single one of us. Rob, this probably happens to you maybe once, twice a week as a married man. Have you ever been sitting there and you and your wife are just having a conversation? You're laying there, you're bonding, and you're having a conversation. Maybe it's about one of your friends. Maybe it's about one of her friends. And you guys kind of come to the conclusion, man, it would really suck to be them. You know, I'm glad I'm not them. You guys are laying there and you're happy and you're thinking about how in love you are, how good and stable your relationship is. And she starts telling you about her homegirl from work or her friend. And in the end of it, you thinking, man, that sounds kind of bad. I'm happy that we don't got to deal with this. As Chiefs fans, you guys should be having that same conversation about the New York Jets. Everything that we know about the New York Jets from the past, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks or so, lets me know that it is one of the most dysfunctional, unorganized, non-cooperative operations that is currently going in the National Football League. The Chiefs, they give off stability vibes. Think about it. They've had the same head coach for a decade. He and the general manager have a great relationship, great ownership group. The business CEO, Mark Donovan, has been in place for quite some time. Rob, the PR staff has been together basically your entire career. The Chiefs, they run a real tight ship. When was the last time that a rumor came out of the locker room about something that was happening between the players? When was the last time that you read an Adam Schefter anonymous report about something that was going on in the Chiefs locker room? I imagine they have things going on just like any workplace, just like any locker room. But you know what? It stays in-house. They give off the front of strength. They give off the front of stability that everybody is pushing in the same direction. Think about this year for the New York Jets. They fired their head coach. They fired their general manager. We got another anonymous report that the owner was contemplating benching the quarterback that you gave up all those assets to go acquire. You then made the trade for Devontae Adams. You changed play callers since then. You've changed offensive coordinators since then. It's been a disaster with the New York Jets. Did we think it was going to go any other way? I tell you guys this all the time, that teams take on the personality of their leader. Teams take on the personality of the best player. If your best player is somebody that works hard and gets to the gym early, you know what? Then everybody else is going to work hard and get to the gym early. If your best salesperson slacks off and comes in late and doesn't care, then that sets the tone. That sets the culture that's what everybody can do. We have known and seen enough about Aaron Rodgers to know he ain't running a tight ship over there. And part of the dysfunction that they feel comes from Aaron Rodgers. This is the same quarterback that had to go in the dark to determine if he even wanted to play for you guys' organization. This is the same quarterback that thinks that he can hire his homeboys for various roles. He thinks he's bigger than the team. And this is who you guys have put your organization's faith into? Well, it explains why you stink. It explains why the Jets have been the Jets, why they haven't been a Super Bowl contending team, why they don't make the playoffs, why they don't win, why they're bad. You know the last time that the Jets made the playoffs? It was in 2010. You guys want to know the last time the Jets had a winning record? Not just made the playoffs. I mean, just a simple 9-win season. Rob, it was also 2010. You guys have gone almost 15 years without making the playoffs and without winning at least 9 games. That is earned. We have seen the more we find out about the Jets, the more explanation we get for why they've been the Jets. why they've been dysfunctional, why they have been one of the bottom 10 organizations in the National Football League over the past decade. This season is an example. They tried to convince us that a 40-year-old quarterback who is coming off a significant injury, that he was going to be the savior. Well, they're 3-8. Well, they're going to have a top 10 pick. Well, they're going to probably need to draft a quarterback, and they need to get a new head coach, and they need to get a general manager, and they probably need to make some other moves. The Jets are the Jets, Rob. That's the moral of this story.
You know what's funny to me? And it's partly the Jets' fault. It's mostly Aaron Rodgers' fault. Remember when the Chiefs first went with this, no Tyreek Hill, we're going to have MVS, so that plan? The text line and the national pundits and a lot of people had the following take. Well, you can't do that. Look what happened in Green Bay. In Green Bay, they didn't surround Aaron Rodgers with everything he wanted, and now he left. You have to make Pat happy. You have to do it. Well, imagine if you didn't make Pat happy. Do you know what team has gone out of their way to make their quarterback happy at every turn?
The Jets.
Like, not just on the football field, which on the football field, they've done it a lot. From signing 97-year-old Randall Cobb to bringing in Devontae Adams on a massive trade to signing Alan Lazard to a major contract to Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator. The list goes on. They've done it off the field, too. It was 12 months ago that Aaron Rodgers was warming up before a game at MetLife and was on Pat McAfee's show, and he was saying, hey, I might come back this year. Let's just see. You talk about how, you know, the Chiefs haven't squelched that rumor. The Jets never squelched that rumor, despite the fact that everyone with a brain realized you tore your Achilles 4 months ago. You're not coming back. But the Jets wanted to placate Rodgers, so cool. Live your life, Aaron. He didn't like Robert Saleh. That's the problem. See you later. GM built a bad roster. That's not Aaron's fault. See you later. It is possible that maybe doing everything in your power to go about making your quarterback happy is a bad path to building an NFL roster.